With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After 2 years of war, it looks like peace may be about to take hold in Gaza. President Trump says Israel and Hamas have signed off on phase one of his Gaza peace plan, calling for a ceasefire and the rapid return of all of the hostages.
It's going to be a different world. I think really the Middle East came together. Amazingly, they came together. You know, they have some countries with extraordinary wealth, and just spending a small portion of that wealth can do so much for that area. So we'll be involved in it, but the big thing is hostages are going to be released. It's probably our time would be probably Monday.
The president, John Hannity, on the Fox News channel last night. Word of the milestone has been greeted with celebrations and reflection among both Israelis and Palestinians.
The agreement will see a pause to Israel's assault on Gaza and the release of the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinians held in Israeli prisons as a possible breakthrough toward ending Israel's devastating two-year offensive on Gaza. Rabbi Duher from Rafah told the AP he had mixed emotions of happiness and pain because of all the human loss that Gazans endured.
Correspondent Karen Chamas. Canadian Prime Minister Carney and President Trump reportedly discussing restarting the Keystone XL oil pipeline project.
A Canadian company pulled the plug on the Keystone project 4 years ago after the Canadian government failed to persuade then-President Biden to reverse his cancellation of its permit on the day he took office.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says the cancellation killed thousands of high-paying union jobs. Government shutdown day nine, still no end in sight, amid growing concern about the impact on air travel. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 5 points. This is SRN News. A call for action in Nigeria.
Religious freedom advocates say it's time for the U.S. to take concrete action to end Muslim attacks on Christians in that African nation. Tens of thousands of believers have been murdered in recent years as the Nigerian government appears to be turning a blind eye. Didi Logason of Save the Persecuted Christians says, quote, the genocide will not end until the international community and the Nigerian government are compelled to address it. Michael Harrington reporting.
A majority of Supreme Court justices appears to be leaning in favor of a Christian counselor who's challenging bans on so-called conversion therapy as a violation of her First Amendment rights. Her attorneys argued this week before the High Court that the laws passed in about half of all U.S. states wrongly restrict voluntary faith-based therapy. And President Trump's administration is backing her challenge to the Colorado law. This is SRN News. The governing body for college athletics is on the verge of allowing a form of sports betting within its ranks.
The NCAA has moved a step closer to allowing athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The Division I Administrative Committee approved the change on Wednesday. It must still be approved by Division II and Division III for it to go into effect November 1st. The NCAA is not changing its rule, which forbids athletes from betting on college sports. The NCAA prohibits sharing information about college competitions with bettors and doesn't allow sponsorship of NCAA championships by betting sites. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Most members of the Fed's interest rate setting committee support further reductions in the Federal Reserve's key interest rate this year. That's according to newly released minutes from last month's meeting of Fed policymakers. More details at srnnews.com.